Everything we bring you in public radio is made possible with listener contributions. That includes what you hear on the air and the podcast you'll hear next. Since you're going to listen to the podcast, we're going to presume you'll be making a pledge soon. Learn more about listener-supported public radio at WGLT.org.
The names of things are always guesses, sometimes gorgeous, a single instance taken to excess.
This is Poetry Radio. I'm Bill Morgan. This time, Aaron Anstett is going to read his own poem, Redolence.
The names of things are always guesses, sometimes gorgeous, a single instance taken to excess. Airs fluent through the grasses, some feet above the usual bones of many languages' last native speakers. They're out of common parlance. They're any utterance's antithesis. I'm certain no language lacks its name for the poor. When my daughter speaks, each word's approximation, the way the days seem, each an increasingly nearer version. What words should a person say, waking penniless and drunk, with no hope of not sobering, sick, the day plain, the edge of each thing clear in sun, of which every fire on earth is redolent, the one at the heart of things, and here in a cigarette.
That was Redolence by Aaron Anstett, read by the poet. I'm Bill Morgan. Poetry Radio is a co-production of Illinois State University's Department of English and GLT.